Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Harriet McElhose, Senior Editor of the Cochrane Library.
Low back pain affects many people, and a new Cochrane review examines the evidence on chiropractic interventions. Bruce Walker from the School of Chiropractic and Sports Science at Murdoch University, Perth, Western Australia, tells us more.
Chiropractors commonly use a combination of interventions to treat people with low back pain. A past Cochrane review by Asendelt-Dale looked at spinal manipulation for low back pain and found that there was little difference between manipulation and other comparative treatments. However, usual chiropractic care often involves a combination of interventions and not just a single measure such as manipulation. Accordingly, we propose this review to look at the effects of combined chiropractic interventions for pain and disability in low back pain sufferers. Chiropractic was defined as encompassing a combination of therapies, such as spinal manipulation, massage, heat or cold therapies, electrotherapies, the use of mechanical devices, exercise programs, nutritional advice, orthotics, lifestyle modification, and patient education. The comparator interventions involve one or more of the following: massage, heat or cold, medications, bed rest, physical and electrotherapies, exercise, and ergonomic advice. After a comprehensive search strategy, we included 12 randomized controlled trials involving 2,887 participants. Three studies had a low risk of bias. What we found was that combined chiropractic interventions slightly improved pain and disability in the short term and pain in the medium term for acute and subacute low back pain. However, there is currently no evidence that supports or refutes that these interventions provide a clinically meaningful difference for pain or disability in people with low back pain when compared to other comparative interventions. Any demonstrated differences between combined chiropractic and comparative interventions were small and were only seen in studies with a high risk of bias. Research involving manual therapies is challenging because it is often not possible to blind patients and practitioners to the type of therapy being administered. If novel placebos are developed, further research could compare chiropractic interventions to other effective therapies for low back pain to determine the effect of chiropractic interventions compared to these established therapies. Aspects that need to be addressed in future studies include examining the relative effects of different frequencies of visits to chiropractors, research to identify diagnostic subsets within non-specific low back pain that may more favourably respond to chiropractic interventions. If this were done, it may allow for chiropractic therapy to be better directed. Also, future research should involve the use of appropriate outcome measures, including for pain, disability, overall improvement, satisfaction with treatment, and return to work. Additionally, cost-effectiveness studies comparing chiropractic interventions with other therapies would be of benefit.
To find out more about the research that has already been done, you can find this new Cochrane review at www.thecochranelibrary.com.